Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
I would. Let's find out the latest from Broncos land with Troy Rank, our fan Broncos insider. Joining us now, courtesy of Trinity Law. Troy, what's going on?
Yeah, it was an interesting day because part of it was the fallout from the Emmanuel Sanders trade, guys. And part of it, as you've talked about, was this quarterback question of leadership with Joe Flacco and where do they go from here. You know, in terms of the Emmanuel Sanders issue, he addressed in San Francisco John Elway's comments hinting that there was an issue of him not playing in the second half against Tennessee. He said he was on the injured report that week, and his knee was sore, and it acted up during the game. He also said that explained that he had a meeting with Elway and that they agreed it would be better if a trade came up, that he should be traded to a team with a chance to win a championship, which brings us back to this team, which is not contending right now at 2-5, in part because the offense has been horrifically bad, especially last week against the Chiefs. Much of that criticism has been... I asked Joe about that. You know, how do you handle that? Criticisms of kind of lack of energy and urgency. And he just said, hey, I don't listen to it. I leave it up to other people to deal with it. I am who I am. He was then asked specifically about his leadership style, which obviously, you know, us engage when a team's losing. Said, I can't be anyone other than myself. The guys would see through that. And that part is true. You can't just suddenly reinvent yourself midstream. Professional athletes would see through that, as Tyler and Nick know, in a heartbeat. But Joe on a losing team is a tough combination because he does feel like there's not this urgency to turn it around. But Philip Lindsay defended Joe today. Guys, said that everyone has their different type of leadership style, that Joe is accountable, he's prepared, he's ready, he helps other guys, and that's how he leads. And it's up to these other guys to make plays for him, not just let Joe take all the criticism. But again, another interesting day out here because, and as it relates to Drew Luck, they're just, as Nick said, they're kind of just pushing this down the road to see where they are. And if he were completely ready and they thought he was the guy, he would be out there practicing now. Clearly he needs more time, both mentally and maybe even physically, but mentally to get ready to play in an NFL game, because if he were, they would have started the clock, but they're still holding on to hope they can contend at 2-5.
Troy, where are we at with Chris Harris Jr.? You know, are there legitimately not any teams out there that want to pay more than what his compensatory value would be in 2021, or are we just inexplicably refusing to move on from him?
Well, again, they're trying to win this week, so they want Chris on the team. I mean, if you move on from him, that means more snaps for Isaac Yiadom. And if you're honestly saying we're trying to win, I don't know how you could articulate that that's a good idea. So there's teams interested. The Eagles have called. The Texans were interested before they got Conley from the Raiders, and they could still be in play. Honestly, if Conley goes out this week and plays horribly, I mean, Bill O'Brien, they don't have a GM. They don't care about the draft. You got to keep an eye on them. The Eagles are one. How much would they want to pay for a team that looked like it's not a deep playoff run type of team and that loss to Dallas? But they were all in on Jalen Ramsey until the price got to the point that was ridiculous to them. But keep an eye on the Eagles. John Elway has not ruled out moving Chris Harris. I've said all along it's less likely than Emmanuel Sanders. Chris has not asked out as Emmanuel did. Basically said, hey, if you get a trade, move me. Chris has not done that. He likes and enjoys playing for Vic Fangio. But again, the right deal comes across their desk, especially after if they lose to the Colts. And they're a dog at that game at 6.5, I think. If they lose that game and the right offer comes across the desk and it's a third rounder, I think they'd have to consider it, unfortunately. I hate to see Chris go, but they would have to consider it.
Troy Rank, we appreciate it. Troy Rank, courtesy of Tranny Law. Nick, he's acknowledging what you were saying.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.